Good morning. Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Tuesday, December the 5th, 2023. It is 5:36 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. So yesterday I was reflecting on past channelings, past podcast episodes, and reflecting on the things that were going on that were coming to my attention. A couple of nights ago, I was listening to this recording on YouTube of the lectures from Rudolf Joseph Lorenz Steiner, RudolfJosephLorenz. Steiner. He was an Australian occultist, social reformer, architect, esotericist, and claimed clairvoyance. His lectures, his channelings, and the way that he was communicating about this pre-Atlantis time and these actual documents that the Vatican has in their possession that they can't translate because it's technically just like 1% of the whole conversation, because the other side of the conversation doesn't have any words. We don't have any words that are equivalent to the information that comes through. And if you listen to my channelings and my podcast episodes that go back from 2017 forward, YouTube, whatever, you're going to see there's a lot of overlapping similarities. And for me, that was a validation moment. It was the, okay, so all the shit that was said, all the gaslighting that was done, pretty much just sat you down, right? And I was enjoying that. And then the other day I was reflecting on the nonsense about these drones and attacking cargo ships in the Red Sea. And I got reminded of a podcast episode I did in June, right before summer solstice, talking about don't do the craft, you know, cut it out with the manipulation. It's time to own your shit. It's time to recognize your faults, own who you are as an individual. No, you're not perfect. Nobody here is perfect. Just when you think you've perfected yourself, the universe is going to show you somewhere, somehow, an area in your life that you can improve on. That's just the law of cause and effect. It's the law of attraction, right? It's like when you project a certain vibration out into the universe, it's going to mirror something back at you. That's just the way that it goes. That's what ascension is all about. It's a continuous cycle of areas of improvement. Just when you think you've met someone and learned everything that there is to learn about them, you go and realize that there's actually a whole nother layer. So the energy that has been swarming around us is this energy of tying up loose ends, right? Any recording, majority of the recordings from 2020, 2021, was all about owning your shit, karmic cycles, new eras. You have to understand that polarities do exist. There's planets or deities out there that mirror everything that we need, right? Every time us as a collective, as a planet, as a whole projects energy, which is 24/7, every second of the day and night, the universe mirrors that back at us. Okay. And when the universe starts getting a common trend of something that needs repair, it sends off a signal, almost like a check engine light, almost like your nerve endings telling your brain, I feel pain, go down here and look to see what's causing the pain. The planet as a whole is radiating some energies out there. And God's land rising, what you have to understand is God's land is water. Okay. Everything is water. We need it. We can communicate through it. It holds memory. You can do your own research on the power of water, the phenomena of water, the fact that water is a living thing. It responds to its environment. it's in your body, it's in your brain, it responds to its environment without prompt. Just reflect on those things. God's land is rising. Remember the channelings and the ramblings that I did back in 2020. Go check out Rudolph and his lectures and the things that he knew to be true, and his best way of translating and providing as much information that he could, even though universal language, cosmic language, was not his first language and not something he can completely translate. Because there's no words. Own your shit. Recognize your faults. Correct your actions. Because it's not just my ancestors who are swarming this planet. It's the planet's ancestors. When I say we are doing things, breaking generational curses, it is much bigger than anything on a physical realm. They don't look down at us. They don't reflect back at us as that country, this country, that race, that gender. We're one. So watch your fuck shit. Watch your motives, watch your intentions, watch how snake-like you behave. And don't get mad at people who are picking up on your vibes. Even if you're starting to change, even if you've been changing, don't get mad at people who start mirroring you. Get mad at yourself, own your shit. Sit that person down, have communication, give clarity, because energy reflects energy. That's what's going on lately. And it's not just on an individual karmic level. It's worldwide. It's not just her ancestors, her soul tribe, his ancestors, the people he knows and their ancestors. No, this planet has ancestors. And if your soul's lineage is of this planet, don't do it. We're adults here. We can say what needs to be said and stop pussyfooting around, right? Excuse my language. When your soul's lineage is tied to this actual planet, the ancestors of this planet are yours. They're your elders. And not everybody can relate to that. And not everybody's going to comprehend that. Because everybody's stuck on the physical, right? Science can't prove it. You can't physically see it. It doesn't exist. That's gone. Veil's completely gone, 2027. You keep doing that messy stuff over there in the Red Sea. You keep attacking people, innocent people, regardless of your... I did a channeling before there was an earthquake after summer solstice or on summer solstice in 2022. And I kept talking about owning your shit and karmic cycles. And I'm not going to keep rambling the way that I did back then. I'm just going to make it very plain and very simple. This is that end phase. Because every planet has a polarity. And when you come X amount of light years away from that polarity, you are mirroring each other. Right now, because ascension, right, you know, you rise, heat rises, our soul level rises, we rise, we don't expand, that's what you call growth, we ascend, we rise, okay, evaporation, that's the everything rises, right, it evaporates up into the air. So when you are in X amount of light years away from the polarity of this planet, at first, what's mirroring back to you is all low vibrational energy. And if our polarity is non-physical, because we are physical, then the darkest and lowest vibrational energy is what is mirroring back, which is why people are acting crazy as fuck. Why people are having car accidents. Why there's murder suicides. Why there's murder. Why there's stabbing. Why karmics, toxic individuals, are doing the most uncensored and so freely out in public. And as we get closer, the energy ascends. We rise, we elevate, and we start mirroring higher vibrational energy. The people who have higher vibrational energy on this planet start to mirror its polarity energy, because we're X amount of light years away from our polar planet. 2027, the veil will be gone, because we will be at that point, our closest point to our polarity. Seeing the unphysical, experiencing what you have not been able to experience in the past. Learning that science is not, in fact, the answer to everything that is mystical. It is just something that your mind manipulates you into thinking this is the justification for this. This is the justification for that. Because you physically project and require a physical piece of evidence. 2027, that veil is gone. You're going to see the energy behind science and recognize that science isn't what you guys thought it was. God's land is rising. I made a post and I said it's where all the earth plates meet. Where's the Red Sea? What's below the Red Sea? What's just a little bit further away? Where's the Antarctica? Where's all that stuff that I was talking about 3-4 years ago? And what's going on over there right now? When we are X amount of light years away from our polarity, we first mirror all low vibrational energy, which is why karmics are doing the most, because they are reflecting and mirroring back the darkest, lowest points of our polar, our non-physical version of us, where we go when we pass. So all the low vibrational and dark shit is going to happen now. And as we get closer, higher vibrational and better things are going to be reflecting back at us. Growth, change, improvement, clairvoyancy, all of the clairs, all of those mystical abilities that nobody comprehends or understands or wants to control and dominate everybody else with. And if you don't own your shit, you're mirroring back to our polarity that you haven't learned the necessary lessons to receive those blessings in 2027. So they will reflect back at you what you need. And they will do that through their messages, right? Lady Moon is always looking down on her garden, reflecting what they need so they can do their jobs for those individuals who are still projecting that lack mentality. Enjoy your day.